We cannot have conversations about racism without conversations about intersectionality. When teachers shy away from intersectionality, they shy away from ever fully knowing their students' humanity and the richness of their identities. Mattering cannot happen if identities are isolated and students cannot be their full selves. Fighting oppression is not just a hashtag. The real work is personal, emotional, spiritual, communal. It is explicit with a deep and intense understanding that loving blackness is an act of political resistance. And therefore, it is a fundamental aspect to teaching dark kids. Only after unpacking and interrogating whiteness, white teachers, and really all teachers, must unpack how whiteness functions in their lives. Then they can stand in solidarity with their students' communities for social change. We're now going to transition to what social studies teachers like myself can do to become abolitionist teachers. And that all starts with pedagogy. Pedagogy should work in tandem with students' own knowledge of their community and grassroots organizations to push forward new ideas for social change and not to just be a tool to enhance test scores or grades. Pedagogy, regardless of its name, is useless without teachers dedicated to challenging systematic oppression with intersectional social justice. Many public and charter schools have centered this idea of character education, and it has replaced civics education. However, character education is anti-black.